Some leftover jokes from a busy week. You saw Facebook change their name. Jimmy Fallon said in response, Spectrum was like, we used to be Time Warner. People still hate us. Fallon, yeah, Meta, as in when I joined Facebook, I met a lot of crazy people. Colbert, that's right, Meta, as in your Aunt Gloria saying, I met a guy on Facebook who says the vaccine made his balls magnetic. Fallon, this feels like when there's an E. coli outbreak at a pizza place and they just change the name from Sal and Tony's to Tony and Sal's, same gross owners. Companies often change their name to help their image, and since it's up for grabs, Johnson & Johnson is now Facebook and Facebook. So good. Colbert, the company says the name Facebook is not going away, but from now on we're going to be metaverse first, not Facebook first. But don't worry, the self-esteem of teenage girls will always be last. From thehill.com, Dave Chappelle. Yeah, that guy. We never talk about him. He's been receiving backlash. Did you hear about this? Apparently he had a controversial special. Did you hear about this? Also, there was a pandemic last year. You hear about that? Despite the heat Chappelle's receiving, he is not the most hated comedian in recent years, according to a new poll. Now, you're probably wondering, who is the most hated comedian in recent years? I don't know. I haven't pre-read this. But entertainment website Buddy TV asked more than 1,000 Americans from Generation Z to Baby Boomers. Buddy TV did this. Okay. Asked their thoughts on today's comedy scene. The poll asked respondents how they felt about some of the most well-known comedians to see who was considered the most popular, liked, disliked, and offensive. The site surveyed 1,124 people, most of whom were millennials and men. All right, millennials and men, top five answers on the board. Name a comedian. They said Bill Cosby, Robin Williams, Ellen DeGeneres, Amy Schumer, Kevin Hart, and Chappelle. All right, maybe six answers on the board. So it's name a comedian, and they named Cosby? Yeah? Robin Williams? Amy Schumer? Hart, Chappelle? All right. When it comes to who is the most disliked, 20% disliked Bill Cosby, 15% disliked Amy Schumer, 11% disliked Ellen DeGeneres, 9% disliked Roseanne Barr, and 6% disliked Dennis Miller. What a weird list. Buddy TV wrote, in a strong case for gender-based discrimination in the comedy world, the next three most hated comedians after Bill Cosby were all women. Amy Schumer, Ellen DeGeneres, and Roseanne Barr. Even Louis C.K., who was also the subject of several sexual misconduct allegations, was disliked most often. If you listened yesterday, I had started poking away at Vulture's list of the best new and up-and-coming comedians, and I read a bunch, and then I wanted to do some other things. Same thing's gonna happen here, but let's jump back in the list. Kenese Mobley. As a stand-up, Mobley regales audiences with twisted and tragically horny tales from the front lines of the dating world in such a matter-of-fact way, it almost doesn't even feel dirty. Lacey Mosley brought new life to two comedic institutions this year. She became part of the core cast of a Black Lady sketch show. She also became a regular on the reboot of iCarly, which didn't go over that well with certain members of the fan base. Mosley was the subject of racist TikToks after her casting in the show was announced, and all the non-losers in the fandom and at Nickelodeon rallied to her defense saying, I'm gonna thug it all out, you can't break me, I've been through too much. But F you, weirdos, being a black woman is so hard, but so lit, I'm gonna go harder, you'll be mad forever. What even went on there? I can't believe I'm clicking a link about racist TikToks, but I'm curious. Let's see. Miranda Cosgrove, in the official iCarly Revival account, have shared a message condemning racism in the fandom on Sunday after new star Lacey Mosley was made aware of hurtful TikToks. iCarly, I'm proud to be racially diverse, not only in our crew, but in our cast. Mosley plays Harper in the new revival for Paramount+. Fans noticed that several beloved characters, like Sam, would not be returning alongside the others, prompting many to take it out on Mosley. People are insane. Daniel Perez is on the list. Oh, so you want to talk about boundary-pushing stand-up, says Vulture? You really want to go there? Then check out the work of Daniel Perez, who delivers jokes about the heaviest of subjects with a breezy openness that's totally disarming. She turns trauma into something cheeky and turns a past abortion into a quickly paced parade of hilarious punchlines. She sets this section of her material with a knowingly flippant, when I got pregnant, it was difficult because I was saving up for an iPad. Wow, Vulture writes, Perez might have first come into your purview when she won a treadmill on The Price is Right in 2015. She's a wheelchair user, so this was a truly absurd moment in TV history. Following that experience, that got her invited on Jimmy Kimmel. She has become an activist offstage by specifically advocating for accessibility for the disabled at comedy venues around LA and proactively being as inclusive as possible with her own shows. Hannah Pilks. Back when there was Vine, she had 300,000 plus followers and 120 million loops. Her new Instagram and live show first approach seems to be the new strategy among rising talent. It's no longer just an experimental side door. Pieces like Women Whose Dancing is Just a Series of Tiny Movements and Let Me See What I Can Do, Woman show that her demonstration of the holy grail of comedy, being generative without any prompting or guidance whatsoever. In other words, it's not just her physicality and execution that impresses, it's her ideas. How about Please Don't Destroy? I think we all got to know them when they appeared on Saturday Night Live. Saying that New York-based sketch comedy trio Please Don't Destroy are comedians you should know is like saying that peanut butter and jellies are sandwiches you should eat. Their goodness is a known entity, but there's a good chance that at the outset of this year, you hadn't witnessed them. Prior to the pandemic, the three friends perform in the same sketch and stand-up scene of recent NYU grads as fellow 2021 comedian you should know, Rachel Sennott, earning a fan base for their energetic onstage chemistry and sketches that were both totally absurd in their premises and pro-level airtight in their construction. I was digging them when they showed up on SNL. Let's do one more today. Nori Reed. Reed's stand-up persona is like a poised casual dom or the coolest bitch in school, drawing the audience in with her dry air of superiority so that they follow along with her zig-zagging tangents in an extremely California bit of material. Reed said she's not scared of the big one anymore because I love drama. I watch a lot of Bravo TV. I've been practicing throwing wine at the earthquake. This from Vulture. It's their best new and up-and-coming comedians. I will poke away at that list a little bit more tomorrow, but I want to tell you about John Cleese from The Laugh Button. Earlier in the year, we learned that John Cleese had collaborated with Rob Schneider and Monty Franklin on a new script, The Great Emu War. The idea stemmed from one of Monty Franklin's stand-up bits, and now the project is taking off. It's a film set in 1932 Western Australia, when farmers complain that flocks of emu are eating their crops and wreaking havoc. They turn to the Australian government, which sends heavily armed divisions of the army to wipe out the bird, but the flightless fowl proved too clever for the military, which after several humiliating skirmishes, declares defeat. John Cleese, Monty Franklin, Jim Jeffries, and Rhys Darby all star in the movie. That is fantastic. Cast alone, I'll go see that. Man, I got a lot of stories yet again. I need a drink of water. Let's take a break and I'll figure out what I'm going to do next. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Travel Is Back. It's one of my side hustle podcasts. On that one, I tell you about places I've been and what I like to do when I go there. This one, Desert Road Trip. Been driving through the Arizona desert, now making way over towards Albuquerque. Travel Is Back, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's do this Henry Winkler story from The Hollywood Reporter. You know Henry Winkler, the Fonz? Yeah, you're showing your age, and you're a good age, because you're like my age. When I was a kid, boy, the Fonz was it. And as an adult at SiriusXM, I got to meet Henry Winkler, and I'm sure he had heard this 5 billion times and I didn't care. And I said to him, boy, if 7-year-old me could see me now, ugh. Henry Winkler was just so nice that day. So glad I got to meet him. I have a picture with him. And what's funny is, you know, if you have a MacBook and use the photo app, it'll figure out who everyone is in your family. Like Google kind of does the same thing. It has determined that my family is my wife, my kids, my mom, and Henry Winkler. I don't know why. I guess because there's a picture of Henry and I, but it always cracks me up. It'll have all my kids' names, and then it'll say Henry. Well, he is selling one of the Fonz's leather jackets. Henry Winkler's had this in his possession for decades. There's an auction taking place November 7th. I'm recording in advance. That's today. Good thing I did the story. Woo! Today in Los Angeles at Bonhams. Get moving. I hope you downloaded this thing early. The leather jacket will be sold as part of a complete Fonzie outfit that includes an original pair of blue jeans, t-shirt, and biker boots. The grouping has an estimate of $50,000 to $70,000. The items are part of the 26-lot Henry Winkler collection, which is included in Bonham's TCM sale. Henry Winkler talked to the Hollywood Reporter and said, "During the pandemic, I had the urge for spring cleaning, except that it lasted for a year and a half. I found 27 boxes, and those boxes were filled with memorabilia from Happy Days to The Waterboy to Scream. The boxes contain everything from a t-shirt and hat collection to the book that I held on the sidelines and The Waterboy for Making Plays. He says two masks from Scream that he cut on screen and the prop people gave them to him because they weren't going to be used again. Winkler played Principal Himbry in the 1996 film. He's selling one of the Scream Ghostface masks. It has an estimate of $20,000 to $30,000. What's he going to do with all this money? It's going to the nonprofit This Is All About Humanity, co-founded by Henry Winkler's daughter, Zoe. She started this with two friends to take care of the children who were separated from their parents at the border. Good job, Zoe Winkler. Henry actually had two original Fonzie leather jackets at home, one of which is going up for sale. The second he's keeping. He only knows of five others. The one at the Smithsonian, seen it. One that was stolen from the costume department at Paramount. It was the very first one I ever wore. Probably Joe Rogan has it. Was that today or yesterday? That was yesterday. I'm supposed to punch up, right? Joe Rogan's podcast sucks. Come at me, Joe Rogan. It's the very first one Henry Winkler ever wrote. One that was destroyed after we ripped out the lining in order to do the water skiing when we jumped the shark. It's ironic. And two that were in the possession of series creator Gary Marshall. Winkler tells The Hollywood Reporter he did not try on the Happy Days jacket that he's selling before parting ways with it. I would have wept. I think I would have pulled the zipper out of the lining. As part of the sale, which is today, Winkler's also selling a pair of mechanics overalls that he wore in Happy Days, a jacket that he wore in Ron Howard's Night Shift, and a pair of cowboy boots that he wore in the film The Lords of Flatbush, and later as Fonzie. Interesting, he said, I like to take something from one thing and use it in another, so I bought these boots on 23rd Street in New York City for The Lords of Flatbush, and I brought them to wear with me as the Fonz. Winkler says he still cherishes appearing on Happy Days. I love the people. They're still my friends. I'm taking Marion Ross to lunch for her 93rd birthday. Ron Howard's like my brother, my younger brother, and Anson Mount and Donnie Most. We talk all the time. As part of his spring cleaning, Winkler said, I realized I'm honestly a hoarder. I save everything. Think it's eventually going to be useful or important. I mean, I'm talking about jewelry boxes, little boxes of different sizes, kind of stacked like a Russian doll. And I saved them for 40 years thinking I'm going to give somebody a gift that's going to be this big and I have the box put it in, except I never found the gift to actually put in the box. He also found that he had a complete set of Happy Days trading cards still in the cellophane, an aliens rubber head from the show Sightings that he produced, a pop-top can of fresh air from Winnipeg, Canada, what? Every political pin he ever got in his adult life, and an unopened box of M&Ms from Air Force One. He said, I never got to ride on it. I got to stand in it. They were all in my home in a storage area. So one of the rules of comedy is get out on top. There's nothing going to top that. I've got some stuff. I mean, I could tell you what Colin Mockery's up to, but Henry Winkler, man. Let's get out on a good note. Follow this show on Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. If you enjoy what I do here and you'd like to support the show, two ways you can do it now. You can go to Good Pods and there's a tip jar. You just throw some money in that tip jar. It'll make its way to me via Venmo. All the kids are using Venmo today. Like, I mean all the kids. Like, I have kids and they all use Venmo. So if you want to Venmo me a couple bucks, appreciate it. Or go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews and I will take your money. Either way, I'm going to do the same thing with the money. I'm going to go to National Donuts chain. I'm going to buy a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. And then I will give you a shout out on the show. So follow the show, Good Pod, Spotify, Apple, Google.